For CRI,
I'm Mark Kavigli.
Chinese President Xi Jinping has arrived in Bishkek for his state visit to Kyrgyzstan. The president will also attend a Shanghai Cooperation Organization summit. Upon his arrival, Xi Jinping hailed bilateral ties between China and Kyrgyzstan. The Chinese president says bilateral ties have a strong basis and broad prospect for their advancement. Kyrgyz President Almazbek Atambayev said earlier that he hoped the Chinese president's visit would push forward mutual cooperation. He also pledged to lift bilateral ties to a strategic partnership level. Kyrgyzstan is the last stop of Xi Jinping's Central Asian tour since assuming the presidency in March. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has urged future reforms to achieve sustainable and healthy economic development. Li Keqiang made the remarks ahead of the Summer Davos Forum, which will kick off later today in Dalian City. Noting that the Chinese government has attached greater importance to economic restructuring in recent years, Premier Li Keqiang said China would unwaveringly stick to a green path for development. Li Keqiang also reiterated China would keep promoting the market-oriented interest rate, as well as to diversify its capital market and widen financial channels to allow more direct financing. This year's Summer Davos is scheduled to run through Wednesday till Friday. Organized by the World Economic Forum, the event is themed as Meeting the Innovation Imperative this year. Premier Li Keqiang is set to attend the opening ceremony and will deliver a keynote speech. Syria's foreign minister says his country is ready to declare its chemical weapons stockpile and sign a chemical weapons convention. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin is mounting more pressure on the U.S. to give up its strike plan. Putin says placing the Syrian chemical weapons under international control makes sense only if the U.S. rejects the use of force. Meantime, U.S. President Barack Obama is supporting a French resolution to the U.N. Security Council. The resolution would demand Syria put its chemical weapons under international control and be destroyed. The Obama administration has subsequently delayed a Senate vote on the president's request. Obama has also decided to send Secretary of State John Kerry to Geneva. Kerry is supposed to meet Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov to further discuss Russia's proposal. Earlier, China and Iran welcomed Russia's proposal. The Chinese government reiterated its position on a political solution to the Syrian crisis. It also confirmed that it's currently receiving a delegation from a Syrian opposition group in Beijing. A court in New Delhi has found four men guilty of the rape and murder of a college student in the Indian capital last year. The men attacked the woman and her boyfriend on a moving bus in December, brutally assaulting her before leaving her on the side of the road. She later died of internal injuries from the assault in hospital days later. Sentencing is set to get underway on Wednesday. Police in Turkey have arrested a number of demonstrators in the southern province of Hatay. It follows violent clashes which broke out following the controversial death of a demonstrator. Ahmet Atakan died in the early hours of Tuesday at a demonstration against Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan's handling of nationwide protests this summer. The cause of his death was in dispute, with witnesses saying he suffered blunt trauma to the head, while police said he fell from a rooftop. Protests now have spread from Hatay to the Turkish capital Ankara and Istanbul. Anti-government demonstrations have largely cooled since early July, though tensions remain high in the southern province of Hatay, which borders war-torn Syria. The National Bureau of Statistics is reporting industrial production expanded 10.4% in August on an annualized basis. It marks a 9.7% advance compared to July's reading. Meanwhile, retail sales rose 13.4% in August from a year ago. That also registers a slight expansion from the reading in the first 7 months. Urban fixed asset investment is up more than 20% through August. The central regions here in China saw the largest increase in investment, up nearly 24% year on year. Auto sales here in China hit 1.65 million units in August, increasing nearly 10.3% year on year. That also represents an 8.7% increase compared to that of July. The China Association of Automobile Manufacturers, or CAM, reports growth of output has surpassed sales by increasing nearly 12% on an annualized basis in August. Sales totaled 14 million units over the first 8 months of this year. That's the latest news. For CRI, I'm Mark Kavigli.